Happy Thanksgiving.
大家感恩节快乐。
And if you don't know the history of Thanksgiving in the United States, it's amazing to look up on a Christian website and see the true story.
假如你不晓得美国庆祝感恩节的历史，那么你可以上网去查询美国怎么样开始感恩节的这个传统。
Yeah, it really was a miraculous work of God.
事实上，它是上帝非常奇妙的一件工作。
That's why our country celebrates a special time each year.
就是为什么我们这个国家每年特定一个时间来庆祝感恩节。
Today we're going to learn a few things of why we should be so thankful to God.
今天我们要学习为什么我们要向上帝这样样的感恩。
And we've been looking at sanctification as part of our salvation.
我们已经看过成圣是我们救恩的一部分。
And we've been learning there's three distinct aspects to our sanctification.
我们也学到在成圣的过程当中有三个非常明晰的层面。
The first one is a past completed work.
第一个层面是上帝过去已经完成的工作。
The Bible says we have been sanctified.
圣经告诉我们说我们已经被成圣了。
And it's a past tense and it's clear it's something already accomplished.
它是过去式而且很清楚地告诉我们是已经完成的事情。
And we looked at that last week.
那上次我们讲到时就提到这一点。
And thus every Christian is called a saint.
那因为我们已经都被成圣，所以每个基督徒都是圣徒。
Because every true believer has already been sanctified or set apart for God.
因为每一个真实的信徒都已经蒙成圣，而且被神分别出来。
Okay, you don't become a saint by doing some great miraculous things.
我们不是因为做了很多很奇妙的工作，所以被称为是圣徒。
God makes you a saint when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
当我们相信耶稣基督做我们救主的时候呢，上帝就使我们成为他的圣徒。
And then the second aspect of our sanctification.
那成圣的第二个层面是
is a continuous work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
就是圣灵目前持续在我们生命当中的工作。
And then finally, there's a future consummation of our sanctification.
那它第三个层面就是未来。我们有一个成圣的完成的工作
and it's also called glorification.
就叫做得荣耀
We'll never be perfect in this life.
我们在今生不可能十全十美
You don't believe that? Ask Annie, she'll tell you.
只要你不相信这点的话，你可以问我好，我可以告诉你他是
yeah, even preachers,
他是多么的不完美
Yeah, even preachers never get perfected in this life.
即使是传道人，在今生呢，都不可能是十全十美的。
But there is a future day when we will be perfected.
但是将来有一天我们会被上帝完全成圣成全了。
So we're going to review a little bit of our past sanctification.
所以我们首先要稍微复习一下我们过去的成圣。
And then we're going to focus on how God is in the process of sanctifying us.
然后我们要看上帝怎么目前持续带领我们走这个成圣的过程。
And then finish with that glorious hope that someday we will be perfected in Christ.
然后以将来有一天我们在基督里完全被成圣来做结束。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the salvation you give us in Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们的救恩。
And some things that you've done for us, Lord, we would never know unless you wrote it down in your word.
这是你为我们所做的一件事情。假如你的话也没有写下的话，我们是不可能知道的。
So we pray today you open our understanding.
所以我们祷告，求你今天打开我们一个明亮的眼睛。
So we can understand this whole process of sanctification.
去明白整个成圣的过程。
How we can work together with you to become more like Jesus.
我们怎么可以与你一起同工，使我们更像主耶稣基督？
And we'll give you all the glory for everything you do in our life.
我们为你在我们人生当中所做的每一件事情，都将荣耀归给你。
So give us a heart that hungers and thirsts to be righteous and to be more like Jesus.
所以求你把一颗饥渴慕义的心，更像耶稣的心，赏赐给我们。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Right, so. We've been looking at two different definitions of sanctification.
我们上次已经谈过成圣的两个不同的定义。
The first one is the basic meaning is to be set apart.
第一个意思就是被分别出来。
And what we're talking about is being set apart for God.
而且是特别为上帝而分别出来。
And we learned last week that that happens in a moment when we get saved.
那上次我们提到，在我们得救那一个时刻， 我们就被上帝分别出来了。
You have been set apart now for God's special work.
你已经被神分别出来，特别为了他的工作。
And then the second definition.
那第二个定义是。
Means to make holy or purify.
就使他成为圣洁，或使他成为洁净。
And this has to do with this constant process of being sanctified.
他就是持续的不断被成圣。
We should be becoming more holy.
我们应该越来越圣洁。
Right? Or more like Jesus every day.
或是每一天越来越像耶稣。
So we talk about spiritual growth.
所以我们讲的就是一个灵性的成长。
It's this process of sanctification.
就是一个成圣的过程。
Okay? And remember last week we looked at some of the basics.
上次我跟大家谈到一些基本的观念。
Right? Our sanctification is a supernatural work of God.
我们成圣呢是上帝一个特别超自然的工作。
This is why we tell you should always come early to get a front row seat so you can see the little print on the pictures.
这就是为什么希望大家早来坐到前面，这样你可以看到荧幕上小的图画。
Okay, but remember God created man.
首先我们知道上帝按照他的形象造了人。
Right, in the image of God created he him.
上帝是照他的形象造男造女。
Male and female created he them.
照着他的形象造男造女。
Now that word create means to make something out of nothing that exists.
那这个造的这个字呢，是从无当中造出有来。
Right, so this is our soul, our human soul is created by God.
所以他所造的呢，是我们人的灵魂，是上帝所特别创造的。
It is not made from something that previously existed.
它不是从已经存在的当和事情当中所造出来的。
And our English word psyche comes from the word for soul.
我们的英文字叫心理哈，就是灵魂的这个字。
And that's what psychology is, the study of the soul.
所以心理学就是研究灵魂的学问。
Okay, and so we have our soul.
所以上帝首先创造人的灵魂。
And then we're told in chapter 2 of Genesis.
然后创世纪第二章告诉我们。
The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
上帝从地上的尘土呢，形塑出人的身体来。
So what part of man does he form?
所以神形塑出什么呢？
What part of you is made from the dust of the ground?
我们的哪一部分是神从地上的尘土中造出来的？
The body,
就是我们的身体。
So let's watch God form Adam's body.
所以我们看上帝怎么创造亚当的身体。
There we go. He forms it from the dust.
从尘土当中造出来。
All right. So he did not form your soul.
所以上帝不是说从有形的东西来创造我们的灵魂。
Right. He created your soul.
因为他是从无当中创造了我们的灵魂。
But here he says he formed man. He's talking about.
但在这里他说他形塑出人的身体来。
Right? And what we learned is the soul fits into the body just like your hand will fit into a glove.
所以我们学到说人的灵魂在我们的身体里面居住，就好像手放进手套里面一样。
So the body is the house you live in.
我们的身体是我们的灵魂居住的一个房屋。
Okay, now the physical body is amazing.
但是我们的身体本身也非常奇妙。
But your soul must be even more amazing.
但是你的灵魂呢是更奇妙的。
And notice there's five gates from your body to your soul.
那从我们的身体进入到灵魂里有五个门。
Right, we call them the five senses.
就是我们的五个感官。
Your hearing.
我们的听觉。
Right, your seeing.
视觉。
Your smell.
嗅觉。
Your mouth, taste.
味觉。
And touch.
还有触觉。
Right. The world impacts and Satan attacks us through these five senses.
那世界还有撒旦呢，就经过这五个感官来攻击我们。
And that's why it's important you be careful what you see.
这是为什么我们看的东西要小心。
And you be careful what you hear.
也要小心听什么。
Because they can destroy your soul if you're not careful.
假如不小心的话，它可以摧毁我们的灵魂。
Okay. And then after God created man, created his soul, and formed his body. Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
所以当上帝创造人的灵魂，又形塑他的身体之后呢，他从他的鼻子里空里吹进他的气息。
And the breath of life, of course, is the Holy Spirit.
这个生气呢，就是圣灵。
So we show that in blue.
是蓝色。
Right, the Holy Spirit was now in Adam and gave life to his soul.
所以圣灵现在进入了亚当的身体和灵魂里面，使他能够活起来。
So it's important that we understand we're a body, a soul, and a spirit.
所以我们要明白我们的结构是有身体、有灵魂、还有灵。
Okay, and like there's three kinds of depression.
人的抑郁有三种。
Some of it's physical.
有些就是身体的不舒服。
And you can cure it just by getting the right balance in your diet or some medicine can cure a physical depression.
吃一个均衡的营养或是吃点药物就可以把我们身体上的这个抑郁症给治愈好。
And some depression is emotional. It has to do with your soul.
那有些抑郁症是来自我们的这个灵魂里面，我们的情感。
Right, but there can also be a spiritual depression caused by spiritual warfare.
但是有一个灵的抑郁症呢，也可能是因为属灵的征战所造成的。
And this is why it's so important to understand your body, soul, and spirit.
所以，我们必须很清楚明白，我们是有灵魂体的一个人。
So you know how God can make you a whole person.
你可以帮助你明白上帝怎么使你成一个健全的人。
So God's spirit is what gives us life.
所以上帝的灵是赐予生命的。
But then there was a great tragedy.
但是后来发生了一个很大的悲剧。
Adam sinned.
亚当犯罪了。
And what happened to God's spirit?
那神的灵发生了什么呢？
Right? The Holy Spirit left.
神的灵就离开了他们。
So man was dead in trespasses and sins.
所以人就死在自己的过犯罪恶当中。
And the sin nature came into being.
那罪性就产生了。
Okay.When the Holy Spirit left,
当圣灵离开的时候
right, somehow our soul became a slave to our flesh.
我们的当圣灵离开的时候，我们的魂就成为我们身体的一个奴隶。
Now you say like your soul got glued to your body.
好像我们的魂跟我们的身体是联合在一起了。
And you couldn't say no to the lust of the flesh.
所以对我们对自己肉体的情欲呢，没有办法说，没有办法抗拒，没有办法对他说不。
Adam sinned, and this is what happened to him.
所以亚当犯罪之后呢，发生在他身上就是这件事情。
And then when we're born like this.
当我们出生的时候呢，我们就像亚当一样。
We're not born with the Holy Spirit in us.
我们出生的时候里面没有圣灵。
We're born a sinner.
我们是出生是一个罪人。
But this is what happens when you ask Jesus into your heart.
但是当我们请耶稣进到我们心里面的时候呢，又发生了另外一件事情。
Right, the Holy Spirit comes back.
圣灵又回来了。
And the Holy Spirit.Separates our soul from our flesh.
所以圣灵就把我们的魂跟我们的体给分开来。
Right, that's called the circumcision of the spirit.
这就叫做灵里的割礼。
Now watch that yellow arrow.
你看看这个蓝色的箭头。
And watch what the Holy Spirit did when He came into your life.
而且看当圣灵进入你的到你的心里面来时候发生了什么事。
He's going to separate your soul from your flesh.
他会把你的魂跟你的肉体分开。
God, it's a miracle. God does that.
这是上帝所做的奇迹。
And of course, this must be extremely complicated.
那当然非常的复杂哈。
Right? But in principle, it's very simple.
但是原则上非常简单。
God now has set my soul free from its bondage to the flesh.
上帝现在使我的魂从肉体的这个连接当中得到自由。
Once the Holy Spirit comes into our life, we can finally say no to sin.
一旦圣灵进入到我们的里面，我们最后终于可以对罪说不。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是靠着圣灵的能力。
So the Holy Spirit did two things.
所以圣灵做了两件事情。
Okay, He baptized us and He circumcised us.
首先，他使我们施浸给我们，然后他又充满了我们。
And here's a picture of you are no longer in the flesh, but in the spirit.
所以这里一幅图画就说我们不再在肉体中，而是在灵中。
Right? What does baptism mean?
浸礼是什么意思呢
？To what?
就是与耶稣。
Immerse.
浸在水里。
So when you accepted Jesus, He immersed you in the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们接受耶稣的时候呢，他就使我们沉浸在圣灵的里面。
That's called the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
这就叫做受圣灵的浸。
And every time the Bible talks about you are no longer in the flesh, but in the spirit, this is what he's talking about.
所以当圣经每次提到你不在肉体中，而是在灵中，他就讲的是这个。
When the Bible talks about you are a new creature in Christ, this is what he's talking about.
当圣经说你在耶稣基督里面是一个新造的人，这就是他所说的。
Right? So I am free from the bondage of my sin nature.
所以我从肉体罪性的捆绑当中得到自由。
By this miraculous work of God.
就是上借着上帝这个很奇迹式的工作。
So now I am literally in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is literally in me.
所以现在我确实在圣灵的里面，而圣灵也在我的里面。
The Bible talks about be filled with the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
That's the Spirit in me.
这就是在我里面的圣灵。
But then the Bible also says you are in the Spirit.
那圣经告诉我们在圣灵里。
That means I've been baptized. I live in the Spirit.
那就是我们被圣灵整个的沉浸在他的里面，我就活在他的里面。
And these are all miraculous works of God.
这些都是上帝奇迹式的工作。
When the Bible talks about Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's what he means. He lives in you. He came into your heart.
当圣经告诉我们，基督在我们里面成为我们荣耀的盼望，他指的也就是这个，我们就在圣灵的里面。
He did that through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵来完成。
But the Bible also says you are in Christ.
那圣经也告诉我们，我们在基督里。
Okay, so once we get this picture in our mind, so many scriptures become so clear.
所以一旦我们明白这点，很多经文就变得非常的清楚。
So sanctification, the present process of spiritual growth.
那现在我要提这个成圣，就是目前灵性成长的过程。
Okay. Bible says if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death.
圣经告诉我们，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
Right, which you were when you were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
好，当我们在圣灵里面施洗的时候呢，神就已经做了这件事情。
If you have been united with him in his death, you will be also united with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们如果在他死的形状上跟他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
No exceptions.
好，没有任何的例外。
And that's why when you're baptized,
这就是当你受浸的时候，
you're buried,
你埋葬了，
but you don't stay buried.
但你不停在那里。
Because you resurrect with Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为你靠着圣灵的大能与耶稣基督一同复活。
Okay. Now there's two warnings here.
那这边有两个警告。
Okay, one is the devil's deception.
一个就是撒旦的欺骗。
The devil tries to deceive true believers into believing they're still a slave to the flesh.
撒旦的欺骗是什么呢？他就要试图欺骗信徒，以为我们仍然是罪的奴仆。
Right? You've repented of your sins, you've accepted Jesus, but the devil keeps telling you there's no way you can quit sinning.
你悔改了，你相信了，但是撒旦欺骗你说，哦，你不可能不犯罪。
Okay, that's the devil's deception.
这是撒旦的欺骗。
The Bible makes it very clear we can stop sinning.
好，圣经告诉我们，我们可以停止犯罪。
Okay, and the second deception is self-deception.
那第二个欺骗是自我的欺骗。
Okay, thinking you're a Christian when you have never been sanctified.
就是认为自己是基督徒，但是从来没有经历这个成圣。
In other words, you've never been born again of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，你从来没有靠着圣灵重生。
You've never been baptized in the Spirit.
你从来没有在圣灵里面被施浸。
Right? You don't have the Holy Spirit living in you.
你没有圣灵住在你的里面。
Right? But you think you're a Christian.
但是你认为自己是基督徒。
Okay? Now, there's a good illustration to help us grasp this truth.
有一个很好的比方告诉我们，好，这个真理。
There's a guy, you know, he'd finished taking a bath.
有一个人，好，他洗完澡。
And then he realized he was late.
后来他发现说，哦，自己迟到了。
So he turned the faucet off. He thought he turned it off.
所以他以为自己把水龙头给关了。
But he actually left it running.
但事实上他没有关，所以水一直在流。
And he went out.
他出去。
Came home a couple hours later.
几个小时后回家。
Wow, and the whole house is flooding.
啊，全家都这个涨满了水。
So he runs and gets the mop.
所以他赶快去拿一个拖把。
Right, and he starts mopping everything out.
好，把所有的水给扫出去。
Right, but the water just keeps coming.
但是水还是持续的涌出来。
He never goes and turns the faucet off.
他没有去把水龙头给关掉。
But he's determined he's going to live in a dry house, and he just keeps mopping and mopping.
但他决心要住在一个干的屋子里，所以不断的在拖地。
And the water just keeps coming. He can't get victory over the wet floor.
但水还是持续的来，哈，没有办法把它拖干净。
So he thinks, maybe I need to take some classes on how to mop right.
所以他说，或许我要上课去学学怎么拖地好。
So he joins mopping school and he learns how to be a great mopper.
所以他去参加这个拖地学校，做一个很好的拖地的人。
But he still never turns off the faucet.
但他还是没有把这个水龙头给关了。
And he just keeps mopping and mopping.
所以不断的在拖地。
And then he thinks, maybe I need to call a professional mopper.
好像说，哎呀，或许我找一个专业的这个拖地的人。
So he pays a guy to come in and mop.
所以他付钱请一个人来帮他拖地。
And the way they determine success now is by how many gallons of water this professional mopped up.
那那个时候他们决定成功，就是说这个专业的拖地的人呢，拖出多少水来。
But the water keeps coming.
但是水持续的进来。
And he never turns off the faucet.
他还不去关龙头。
That's what people who think they're a Christian who aren't. That's how they're living.
但是所以那些自以为是基督徒却活着像这样的人呢，就是在这样一个情况当中。
They talk about Jesus.
他们谈论耶稣。
Come to church.
来教会。
Sing the songs.
唱歌。
Maybe you read your Bible.
还读圣经。
But the sin keeps coming and coming and coming.
但是好像罪恶就是老是上来。
And even worse, you get involved in new sins.
那更糟糕的时候，有新的罪又发生了。
And you never turn the faucet off.
但是却不去把水龙头给关掉。
See what Jesus did when you get saved.
所以当我们得救的时候呢，耶稣做的一件事情是。
The Holy Spirit comes into your life.
圣灵进入到你的人生当中。
And he turns the faucet of sin off.
他把犯罪的水龙头给关了。
See, he freed you from your bondage to the flesh.
因为他使你从肉体情欲的这个捆锁当中呢，释放了你。
And you don't have to just keep mopping up the mess.
所以你不需要一直在拖地。
You can actually turn the faucet off.
你可以把水龙头给关掉。
It's like there used to be this deacon that would come to prayer meeting.
有一次有个教会呢，有一个执事呢，常来祷告会。
And you know, they would stand up in the congregation. This one deacon always every week he'd pray the same prayer.
那有一个那个执事，每次在会众当中就站起来做同样的祷告。
He'd get up and he'd pray.
他站起来祷告说
：“Oh Lord,
他主啊
，clean the cobwebs out of my life.
把我生命当中的蜘蛛网给清干净吧。
Help me live victoriously for you.
帮助我为你过一个得胜的生活。
Next week he'd be praying again.
那下个礼拜他又祷告。
He'd get up and say, Oh Lord,
他站起来说
clean the cobwebs out of my life.
把我生命当中的蜘蛛网给清掉吧。”
Another deacon was starting to get a little upset.
那另外执事开始不高兴了。
One week, the guy gets up and he prays the same prayer.
那有一天，这个执事又起来做同样的祷告。
He prays, "Oh Lord, get the cobwebs out of my life."
主啊，把蜘蛛网给我生命中除掉吧。
Right away, the other deacon stood up and prayed.
另外一个执事马上站起来祷告说
"Lord, don't do it."
主啊，不要这么做。
Kill the spider.
你把蜘蛛给杀了吧。
See, that's the answer.
好，那才是答案。
Right? If you're always trying to clean up the messes you're making,
假如我们总是在清理自己留下的这些烂东西的话，
there's something wrong in your Christian life with your faith.
好，我们的信仰本身就有了问题。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes in, he turns that faucet of sin off.
因为当圣灵进入到我们生命当中，他把这个犯罪的水龙头给关了。
You died to sin.
因为我们向罪死了。
You don't want to get involved in the sins of the world anymore.
我们不要再跟世界上犯罪的事情纠缠在一起。
You want to live for God's glory.
你开始要为上帝的荣耀而活。
Right, so, and that's what we mean when we talk about you have been sanctified once and for all.
所以当我们讲到我们一次永远被成圣的时候呢，就是这个意思。
Letting the Holy Spirit turn the faucet off guarantees you the process of sanctification.
当你容许圣灵把这个犯罪水龙头关掉的时候呢，他就保证你进入了这个成圣的过程。
Right, don't be like the Pharisees.
不要做像法利赛人一样。
Remember, Jesus said you're like whitewashed tombs.
耶稣曾经责备法利赛人说，你们像那个粉饰的坟墓。
You know, if you touched a tomb or a dead body, you'd be unclean.
因为他们的惯例是，假如你手去摸到坟墓的话，你就是不洁净的。
So during the special holidays, they would paint all the tombs really white, so nobody would accidentally touch them.
所以在节期的时候呢，他们会特别把这个坟墓都漆成白色，叫人不要去碰到它，提醒他们。
And Jesus told the Pharisees, "You're just like the whitewashed tombs."
所以耶稣说，法利赛人啊，你们就像这些粉饰的坟墓。
Outwardly, you say you're believers in Moses.
好，在外在你们说你们是相信摩西的人。
You look pretty holy.
看起来很圣洁。
But inside, you're full of dead men's bones.
但是里面呢，却装满了死人的骨头。
They never turned off the faucet.
从来没有把罪的水龙头给关掉。
And they had a lot of these internal sins of envy and greed and anger.
他们里面有很多内在的罪啊，好像嫉妒啊、羡慕啊、怒气啊。
So let's look at this process of sanctification.
所以现在我们看看成圣的第二部分，就是上帝目前在我们里面持续的工作。
Okay.So it's called experiential or progressive sanctification.
它称为经验式或是进展式的成圣。
Because you experience this every day in your life.
因为我们每天都在生命当中来经历到。
And it's progressive.
所以它是进展的。
The longer you're a Christian,
你做基督徒越久，
the more it should be obvious.
就越明显。
You become more like Jesus.
我们会越像耶稣。
Less like the world.
越不像这个世界。
Okay.And the glorious goal of sanctification is very important.
那成圣它的荣耀的目标呢非常重要。
Why should I desire to become holier and more sanctified?
为什么我要盼望有这个羡慕要更多的成圣更像耶稣呢？
Well, because the goal of God in our life is nothing less than eliminating all sin.
因为上帝对我们人生的一个很重要的目标，就是把所有的罪恶从生活当中除去。
It won't happen in this world, but it will happen when we're glorified.
虽然在这个世界上不会发生，但是当我们得荣耀的时候会发生。
And the easiest way to understand this is to realize you becoming more like Jesus every day.
那这个持续进展的过程，最简单去明白它的方式，就是你每天越来越像耶稣。
There's not only an outward change in actions,
不但在我们外在行为上有所改变,
but there's an inward change in attitudes.
我们内在的态度也开始改变。
Yeah, I think Bianca shared a good testimony last night about how her inner attitudes were changing.
昨天晚上 Bianca 分享了一个很好的她的内在的态度怎么改变的过程。
Some of us, we look pretty good on the outside.
我们当中很多人外表上来看不错。
But inside, we're filled with death.
但是里面充满了死亡。
I remember, you know, when I first got saved,
我记得我刚得救的时候,
I had no problem getting victory over my tongue.
我没有问题哈，能够胜过我的舌头。
Because in my house, you couldn't curse.
因为在我家里不准说咒诅的话。
Couldn't use four-letter words.
也不能用三字经。
It was wrong. It was bad.
好，是不不，我们是不好的，不能这样使用。
And you'd get a spanking if I heard it.
假如我听到或是被用到的话。爸妈妈会打我。
So growing up, I never used words. In fact, my friends were so worried about me.
事实上我的朋友，我是这样成长的，但是我朋友很担心我。
They said, Ray, we got to teach you how to cuss, man.
他说 ,Ray, 我们要教你怎么说这些脏话。
That's not a good friend.
不是好朋友。
But then I remember after I got saved.
但是我记得当我得救以后。
You know, I didn't have a problem of accidentally throwing out four-letter words.
所以我不会说突然很意外地说出一些脏话。
Some Christians do because they grew up with that.
有些基督徒会哈，因为他成长是这个样子。
But all of a sudden, I realized I had this battle in my mind.
但是后来我发现我的脑筋里在一个战，有在作战一件事情。
Well, someone would say something, and I would cuss them off in my mind.
好，有人会做一件事情，我会在脑筋里面去咒骂他。
And I never done that before.
那这之前我从来不会这么做。
Then I remember God's amazing how He arranges things to grow us.
所以我就觉得很奇妙，神怎么安排一些事情来使我们成长。
And we were sitting on a patio.
有次我们坐在外面的院子。
There were two sisters there.
那边有两个姐妹。
And they were sharing testimonies.
他们在分享见证。
And they had shared how they were as different as night and day.
他们分享自己的生活怎么样，好像是日夜的差别。
One was the black sheep of the family. One was the white sheep of the family.
好，有一个是家里的这个所谓的黑羊哈，有一个是白羊。
Now both of them had gotten saved.
那两个人都得救了。
And The one said, you know, I used to cuss all the time, but when God saved me, He cleaned up my mouth.
有一个就说我以前嘴巴很脏哈，但是神救我之后呢，我嘴巴就变得干净了。
Then the other sister said, yeah, I used to never cuss.
那另外说我从来不说脏话。
Then all of a sudden, I find myself cussing in my mind.
但是忽然我发现我在我的脑筋里面说脏话。
Right, and it was terrible because I knew it's wrong, but yet I couldn't control it.
他说很糟糕哈，我知道不对，但是我没有办法控制。
And that's why the Bible says, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind."
所以圣经也告诉我们，我们要在心思意念上被更新。
And he says, "Put on the helmet of salvation."
所以要穿上救恩的头盔。
What's the helmet for?
那这个头盔的作用是什么呢
？Protect your mind.
就是保护我们的头脑。
Your thinking.
我们的思想。
Right. And they shared testimony. Yeah, you know, I really had to cry out to God for that.
所以他们分享见证的时候，他们要向神呼求。
See, God can help us get control of our thoughts.
上帝可以帮助我们控制我们的想法。
And it was a real challenge.
那是一个真的挑战。
And especially the longer I tried the time I tried to spend in prayer,
特别是当我
sooner or later, the cussing would come to my mind.
特别是当我越多花时间祷告的时候呢，就很快发现，哎，我的脑筋也会出现一些脏话来。
But then you just confess it, Lord, give me victory here. Help me get victory over these evil thoughts.
然后我就向神认罪哈，求神帮助我得胜这些罪恶的想法。
This is the process of sanctification.
所以这也就是上帝使我们成圣的一个过程。
You can get victory.
我们可以经历得胜。
See, I could have said, "Oh, it's just my mind. Jesus can't help me with that."
我可以说，哦，这就不就是我脑筋一个想法，好，耶稣没有办法帮助我得胜，然后继续下去。
Or I could believe the Bible.
或是我可以相信神的话。
When it said, "I can bring every thought captive to Christ."
当圣经告诉我，所有思想都可以被耶稣所俘虏。
And then that becomes your experience.
那就成了我的经历。
Okay. Jesus died on the cross that he might redeem us from all iniquity.
圣经说耶稣死在十字架上，为要舍了自己，要救赎我们脱离一切罪恶。
And he purifies a people zealous for good works.
又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心行善。
Yeah, I love this illustration from third world. It could be Africa or India.
我很喜欢第三世界来的这个比方。
But there was this girl. She was the oldest in her family.
一个女孩是家里最大的孩子。
You always have to. You're supposed to marry off the oldest first.
那在那个传统当中，习俗当中，那个长女应该先出嫁。
But she was very homey. Didn't you know? She didn't look that pretty at all.
但是她看起来很平凡哈，一点都不美丽。
She was very self-conscious of that, so she always walked around with a hunched shoulders and her head looking down.
好，她也非常的这个内向，所以常常就是低着头，弯着腰走路。
And now Lapia thought she's almost too old to get married.
所以她的年纪，人家说，她结婚已经太老了。
And then this man, we'll call him Orokia, came from another village.
那另外一个村来了一个人叫 Orokia.
Now, in this culture, the dowry for your wife was you paid in cows.
那在他们的习俗当中呢，你那个嫁妆，这
cows.
定金 or 嫁妆 the deposit or the dowry?
The dowry.
Dowry is for
the girl. To buy the wife, you're going to purchase your wife.
定金，
定金。You're giving it to the,
you're
giving it to the parents.
他们的定金就是一头牛。
Yeah.And most people said the most he'd ever give for this girl would be one cow.
那很多人说，哎呀，这个人要娶了这个太太呢，他最多能够给的定金就是一只牛。
But he paid five cows for her.
但是他却为她付了五只牛。
And everybody was blown away.
大家都想象不到。
And he took this lady, this homely,
所以他们就娶了这非常平凡的一个好，那个
back to his home.
就娶了这个女孩回家。
Everybody's thinking, wow, the most that anybody ever paid for a wife in this village was three cows.
人家就说，哎呀，在这个村子里哈，愿意付定金最多只不过是三头牛而已。
And a few months later, the younger sister of that girl went to visit her at her new home.
那几个月之后呢，这个长女的妹妹就去探访她。
And she couldn't believe the change she had seen.
她没有办法想象说这个女孩的改变。
She looked pretty.
她的姐姐看起来好漂亮。
She stood straight and tall.
好，站得又高又大。
And she was just working, serving her husband.
然后就是很努力的工作，服侍她的丈夫。
She couldn't believe the change.
她没有办法相信她姐姐这样改变了。
So she asked the husband, "What happened to her?"
她就问她的这个姐夫说，我姐姐怎么了？
And he said, "Well, you know, I wanted a five cow wife."
她说，你知道。
So I paid five cows for her, and now she really is a five cow wife.
他说我要一个值得五头牛的太太，所以你看他现在真的是值得我付了五头牛。
Right. You see, her self-esteem totally changed by what this man was willing to sacrifice for her.
所以这个女孩的自我形象呢，因为这个男的愿意为她牺牲哈，她就完全改变了。
If you understand the price that Jesus paid to purchase you as his bride.
那假如我们明白耶稣为了娶你做他的新妇所付的代价的话，
You will become a beautiful person for His glory.
你会为了他的荣耀变成一个美丽的人。
Because just out of love, overflowing your life, you will want to glorify your God.
就是出于你的爱心哈，出于你所有的感恩，你希望活出来是荣耀神的一个生命。
This is a challenging concept of a lifelong process.
所以当我们说成圣是一生的过程的时候呢，这是一个非常挑战的一个想法。
The Bible says, "Let us clean ourselves of all filthiness of flesh and spirit."
圣经说，我们当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽。
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
好，敬畏神得以成圣。
So see, this is a process.
所以这是一个过程。
Hopefully, I'm better today than I was 20 years ago.
我希望我的今天比二十年前是好的。
And you know.Maybe there's some things that got worse, some things got better. I got to work on those things again.
或许有些事情我变得更坏，有些事情变得更好，但是我要持续的努力。
We're so weak. We got to realize I need Jesus.
好，我们是那么的软弱，我们必须明白我们需要耶稣。
Yeah. Okay. Now the scriptures reveal a constant transformation.
圣经告诉我们，这个成圣是不断的变化。
We're being changed from one degree of glory to another daily by the Holy Spirit.
圣经说，我们靠着圣灵，每天都从一个等次的荣耀进入到另一个等次的荣耀。
There's a constant renewal of the mind.
是心思意念不断的更新。
That's why it's so important to study God's word. That's how you renew your mind.
这是为什么读神的话很重要，因为我们是靠着那个来更新我们的心思意念。
Bible talks of a constant growth in your faith.
那圣经也提到我们的信仰要不断的成长。
And he mentioned that pruning. There's a constant pruning.
还有就是不断的被神修剪。
Pruning tends to be more seasonal.
那修剪有时候是季节性的。
Every year,
每一年
But this is what's exciting about pruning.
但是修剪非常有意思的事。
That means God's getting ready to bear some amazing fruit.
就是当神修剪你的时候呢，他预备要靠着你去结奇妙的果子。
If you're going through pruning,
假如你在经历被修剪的过程，
pretty soon you're going to see a marvelous work of God in your life.
很快你就会看到神在你生命当中做奇妙的工作。
These are all different ways of talking about this process of sanctification.
所以这些都是不同的方法来说明这个神圣的过程。
And there's a constant washing that Jesus talked about.
另外耶稣也提到一个不断的洗净。
So our responsibility is to grow in holiness.
那我们的责任就是在神的成圣工作当中呢，我们要成长。
A lot of people don't like this challenge to be holy.
很多人不喜欢说要变成圣洁的这个责任。
That'll be no fun.
这个挑战，他说，哎呀，这没不好玩。
That's a lie of the devil.
好，这也是撒旦的欺骗。
Life's a lot more fun when you're holy. Believe me.
事实上，当你圣洁的时候呢，是更有趣，更有趣。
But our responsibility is to grow in holiness.
我们有一个责任，就是要在成圣的过程当中成长。
Follow peace with all men.
圣经说，你们要追求与众人和睦。
That includes your husband.
包括你的配偶。
And of course your wife.
好，你的丈夫或妻子。
Yeah. And pursue holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
You believe you're going to heaven when you die?
你相信你死的时候会到天堂去吗？
Well, we better see you pursuing holiness then.
那你最好要确认你是在追求圣洁这件事。
Because without that holiness, you're never going to see the Lord.
因为圣经说没有圣洁，人就不能见主。
You know, and you could be a Christian.
你可以做一个基督徒。
But you're not battling sin, you're just giving into it.
假如你不是在跟罪恶征战，而就是投降的话，
you're never going to see God working in your life.
你就看不到神在你的生命当中做工。
You're going to think my Christian life is so boring, so humdrum.
你会说，哎呀，我的基督徒生活太无聊了。
Well, that's because you're not really experiencing the Christian life.
那是因为你没有真正在经历一个基督徒的生活。
You're not pursuing holiness.
你没有在追求圣洁。
So that you can see the Lord in your life.
使你可以在生命当中看见主。
Okay. He's a famous preacher, John MacArthur.
约翰麦克阿瑟是一个非常有名的传道人。
He just said a person who is not being purified from sin.
他说一个没有从罪中被洁净的人，
has no claim on being saved from it.
不能宣称自己是从罪中得救。
That's what the Bible teaches.
圣经也这么教导。
And so work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
所以圣经说我们要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
Okay, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
因为你们立志行善，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
And you know what? His good pleasure.
他的美意是什么呢？
Is going to be your great pleasure.
将会成为你最大的一个喜悦。
See. Being holy and pursuing holiness is not going to rob your life of all the fun and joy.
做一个圣洁的人或追求圣洁不会盗取你生命当中的乐趣。
But this is not an easy process.
但这不是一个简单的过程。
Becoming more like Jesus.
要越来越像耶稣。
That's why we're commanded, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这就是为什么圣经吩咐我们要战战兢兢，做成我们得救的功夫。
Today the tendency is to say, well, everybody's doing it, so...
今天的趋势是常常有借口说，哎呀，大家都这么做，为什么我不做呢？
But we're not everyone.
但是我们不是大家。
And we're supposed to be different than everybody else.
我们应该跟别人不一样。
Because God has broken into our life.
因为上帝已经介入到你的生命当中。
All right, who knows who this guy is?
谁知道这个人是谁？
Joseph, yeah.
是约瑟。
Okay, what's that lady trying to do there?
那个女士正想做什么呢？
What's she trying to do? Come on, let's, you're adults here. What's she trying to do to this guy? To what? Sleep with him. Yeah.
她想跟他一起睡觉。
She's not even being subtle about it anymore.
她甚至不是很微，是暗中来做的哈，她公开了来做。
Come on, get in bed with me.
她说你要跟我睡觉吧。
Now, this is Joseph, the story. What did Joseph do?
那这个故事说约瑟怎么做呢？
Say, let me think about it. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
她说，那我想想看吧，我明天再回答你。
Well, you know, you're really beautiful.
好说，哎呀，你真是很美丽。
But yeah, I'm not so sure.
但是我不敢说该不该跟你这样做。
He didn't stay there and try and talk his way out of it.
好，约瑟没有在自己在那边去想象去议论。
He did the only thing you could do to defeat a temptation like this.
他做了唯一能够击退这样试探的一件事情。
You get out of there so fast, you create sparks on your way out.
你快快跑掉，跑的时候火花都会发生。
And here's the amazing thing. See, that was a test.
那是上帝对他的一个测验。
And he passed it.
他通过了。
And he ends up in what? He's thrown in prison because that lady was bad, right? She lied and had him thrown in prison.
然后那个他的这个祖母呢，就说谎话，把他给丢到监狱里去了。
But here's the thing.
那是重要的事。
He's seeking God.
约瑟寻求神。
He's pursuing holiness.
他追求圣洁。
God is going to do some amazing things through.
所以上帝要借着约瑟的生命来成就奇妙的事情。
What if Joseph hadn't fled?
那假如约瑟没有逃跑的话呢？
Next time you're faced with temptation,
那下次你面临试探的时候，
think about the consequences.
想想后果是什么？
What if I give in to this?
假如我投降了，
and then what if I don't give in to
this? 假如我不投降，差别是哪里？
You could be changing history when you fight sin.
所以当我们对抗罪的时候呢，我们可以改变自己人生的历史。
The best way to escape temptation.
逃离试探最好的方法。
Not just run away.
不是只是逃开。
But make sure you're running in the right direction
to God. 而是你跑到一个正确的方向，跑向上帝。
Okay, next time you're tempted, put your shoes on and get out of there.
下次你受试探的时候
Wait, no, you don't even need your shoes. Just run barefoot. Just get out of there.
下次你被试探的时候呢，鞋子就不要穿，就光脚跑走吧。
Look at how the world was changed because Joseph couldn't sleep with a woman because he knew it would be a sin against God.
想想看，约瑟决定不陪这个女人睡觉，他不想冒犯神，他怎么样改写埃及的历史？
She was another man's wife, not his.
好，因为这个女人是别人的妻子，不是他的。
We have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man.
我们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。
Remember in your baptism, you put on the white robe.
好，在受浸的时候，你穿上白袍。
You're going to put on Jesus now.
好，你现在要披上耶稣。
You're going to live for him.
要为他而活。
Though we have been freed from slavery to the sin nature,
我们虽然已经从罪性的奴役当中得到自由
right, I still dwell in the same body.
但是我还是住在同样的身体里面
So that sin can always have an impact on me if I let it.
所以假如我容许它的话呢，罪仍然可以冲击到我的人生
See, sin has been dethroned but not eradicated yet.
就罪从我们人生的宝座当中被驱逐了，但是它还没有被根除。
Okay, and here's the picture of that.
那这里一个图画来说明。
So you see, the soul is red.
我们的魂是红色。
Your body is the black.
身体是黑色。
That's your house that your soul lives in.
就是我们灵魂住的这个房子。
But notice the Holy Spirit now has separated your soul from its slavery to the flesh.
但是圣灵现在是我们的灵魂从肉体情欲当中分开了。
That's what circumcision of the Holy Spirit is all about.
所以所谓圣灵的割礼就是这个意思。
Right, that's what the Bible means when it says you've died to sin.
所以圣经说你向罪已经死了，也就是这个意思。
Death is not extinction of being.
死亡不是说我们人的灭亡。
In the Bible, death is always a separation.
在圣经里面，死亡的意思就是分开。
Okay, and spiritual death is when God's spirit separates from you.
属灵的死亡就是当神的灵离开了你的时候。
Right.Physical death is when your soul or spirit leaves the body.
而肉体的死亡是当我们的魂跟灵离开我们身体的时候，我们就死亡。
And the miracle God did,
而上帝做的一个奇迹是
was through the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵。
He already separated your soul from your body.
他已经把我们的魂跟我们的体分开。
And that's why spiritually you have died with Christ.
所以就属灵的意义而言，你已经与耶稣基督同死了。
The Bible says you have died to sin.
而且你已经向罪死了。
So you can live for God.
好使你可以向神而活。
It's a miraculous work that only God could do, and He did it when you put your faith in Christ.
这是上帝只能他来做的一个奇迹，而当你信他的时候，他就做了这个奇迹。
So there's this battle between the flesh.And the spirit for control of your soul.
所以在肉体的情欲跟圣灵之间有一个战争来控制你的魂。
And there was a Native American that missionary was talking to.
有一个宣教士跟一个美国的这个印第安人谈话。
And he was sharing how when he first got saved.
他分享说他第一次得救的时候。
It's like all of a sudden I realized there's two wolves inside me.
他说这印第安人说，哎，好像我的里面有两头狼。
One's a good wolf that wants me to do good.
一个是好狼，要我去做好事。
And one's a bad wolf, always trying to pull me into sin and trouble.
那一个是不好的狼，总是要拉扯我去做一些麻烦的事情。
It's a constant battle.
所以这个战争一直在持续。
Between that good wolf and that bad wolf inside me.
在我里面这两个狼在里面拉锯战。
And the missionary asked him, "Well, which one wins?"
那宣教士问他说，那哪一头狼赢了呢？
Very profoundly.
他的回答非常的深刻。
He said, "The one I feed."
他说就是我喂他吃的那头狼。
Think about that.
你想想看。
You have a struggle between the Holy Spirit trying to get you to do right.
我们有圣灵在里面，好挣扎着要使我们做好的事情。
And your sinful nature that's trying to get you to do wrong.
然后我们有一个罪性，要我们做一些不好的事情。
And they're constantly struggling against each other.
他们一直在那边征战。
Which one's going to win in your life?
那哪一个会在你的人生当中得胜呢？
You know the answer. Which one's going to win?
你知道哪一个会得胜吗？
Talk to me.The one we feed. Oh, make it more personal. The one I feed.
就是你喂他吃的那个会赢。
See, this sanctification process is very simple, very practical.
所以这个成圣的过程是非常简单也非常实用。
Are you feeding your spirit?
你在喂养你的灵吗？
Right, what are you doing? Reading your Bible?
你读圣经吗？
Praying?
你祷告吗？
Church,
你上教会吗？
Not just worship Sunday school, feed it more, make it stronger.
不单单是来崇拜，也要来主日学，好喂养得更强壮。
Yeah, starve that sin nature.
把那个罪性啊，让它挨饿。
And feed the Holy Spirit.
来喂养你的灵。
So he has control of your life.
使他能够掌管你的人生。
Now suffering seems to be necessary to sanctify sinners.
那使罪人成圣呢，受苦是必要的。
All right, turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm a sinner, I admit it, I'm a sinner.
好，所以跟你的邻说，好，我承认我是一个罪人。
Yeah. All right, now let's be honest this time.
那现在我们要更诚实。
Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a really bad sinner.
跟你的邻说，我是一个很坏的罪人。
All right.But praise God, He came to save sinners, didn't He?
但是赞美神哈，他来就是为了拯救罪人。
If you don't think you're a sinner, God can't help you.
假如你不自认为是罪人的话，那上帝也不能帮你。
He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
圣经说，在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Every sin has a built-in consequence.
每一个罪都有它随之而来的后果。
You can't get away from it.
你没有办法躲过它。
You smoke, you're going to get cancer.
假如我们抽烟成为习惯的话呢，会得肺癌。
Right, you get immoral, you're going to catch some kind of venereal disease.
假如我们生活不道德的话，你或许会染上性病。
Right, every sin has a built-in consequence.
每一个罪都有它随之而来的后果。
Right, and a lot of times we don't give up until we've suffered a consequence.
那很多时候呢，除非我们真的经历后果，我们不会放弃。
Right, alcoholics, that's the biggest struggle they have, admitting I'm an alcoholic.
那酗酒的人，他们最大的挣扎就是要承认自己是一个酗酒者。
But as soon as they're able to admit it, the victory starts coming.
那一旦他承认我就是一个酗酒的人。这个得胜就开始了。
So, this suffering includes pruning and discipline.
那这个受苦也包括上帝的修剪和管教。
Life is difficult.
人生是苦难的。
Yeah, there's a famous book.
有一个很有名的书。
It's called The Road Less Traveled.
就是一个比较少被人走的那条路。
And this is what he said. I think he's a psychiatrist.
这个人本身是一个心理学家。
He said, this is a great truth.
他说有一个很伟大的真理是。
It's one of the greatest truths in life.
是人生最伟大的一个真理。
Life is difficult.
就是人生是困难的。
See, and it's a great truth because once we truly see this truth, we transcend it.
就是一旦我们承认人生是艰困的，我们就可以超越它了。
See, once we understand life is tough.
一旦我们明白人生不简单。
And we accept that fact.
而且我们接受这个人生是困难的事实的话。
Then all of a sudden life doesn't seem so hard anymore.
那忽然之间人生就不觉得是那么痛苦了。
But you see, most people are going through life just complaining after one thing after another.
很多人他过他的人生就是不断的抱怨。
And they're complaining because for some reason they think life shouldn't be tough.
因为他们抱怨的原因是什么呢？是他们以为人生不应该那么难过。
That's a great truth of life. Life is tough. It's difficult in this sinful world.
好，在这个充满罪恶的世界，人生是痛苦，人生是艰难，本身就是一件事实。
Once you accept that,
一旦你接受它，
won't be so tough anymore.
人生就不再那么困难了。
See, but suffering is necessary. Life is tough, and especially if you want to grow in holiness, it's going to be tough.
所以，假如我们要在成圣、圣洁上成长的话呢，我们必须接受人生有苦难这件事实。
Right. But God guarantees the victory.
但上帝保证我们会得胜。
We learned this lesson too from some signs they put up at Berkeley.
在伯克莱他们放了一个标示。
Okay, this is a college. They should know how to get people to do things, right?
这是伯克莱大学哈。
So they had this piece of property that it wasn't a parking lot. They didn't want people parking there.
那在伯克莱大学一块地，它不是停车场，他们不要人停车在那边。
Right. So first they put out no parking signs.
所以他们先开始放了一个标志，说是不可以停车。
But they were ignored, and even more cars are parking.
但是没有人管这个标识，就很多车停在那里。
So they changed the sign.
所以把这个标识给改了。
No parking, private property.
又写说不可以停车，这是私人产业。
Still, all the cars just keep parking there.
仍然很多车都停那里。
Then they put up a sign, no trespassing.
然后他又贴了一个sign说不准越界。
Still kept parking.
仍然有人停车。
Then they put up a sign, now this got to work, right?
那他们又放了一个标识。
Illegally parked cars will be towed away at owner's expense.
他说违法停车会被拖车要自己付费。
Then they kept parking.
还是有人停车。
And then one Saturday, this guy said,
有一个礼拜六，一个人来了说
he saw there were no cars there.
他说，哎，怎么没车了？
So he's looking for a sign.
他就找一个标识。
And he found a sign.
他找了一个标识。
Parking, $1 per hour.
他说停车一个小时一块钱。
Nobody's parking.
没有人愿意停车。
Isn't that true?
这是不是很有意思？
We don't give up something till it costs us.
我们不愿意放弃一个东西，除非他先要我们付个代价。
One sin gets expensive for you.
一旦罪对你来说要付昂贵的代价的时候
，That's when you quit paying for it.
那个时候你就停止要付费了。
That's when you quit doing it.
你就停止去做它。
That's human nature.
这就是人性。
That's why you can't pursue this process of sanctification without expecting to suffer.
这就是为什么我们在追求圣洁的过程当中呢，不能不期待会受苦。
But there's a transcendent experience.
但是成圣有一个很超然的经历哈。
The suffering is more than worth it.
这个受苦是值得的。
Can't even compare to the glory that'll be revealed to you.
它没有办法与将来要显示给我们的荣耀来相比。
Okay, as we grow in sanctification, we grow in an awareness of a deepening relationship with God.
当我们在成圣过程当中成长的时候呢，我们会越来越认知跟神。一个深入的关系。
See, as you pursue holiness, you find out, wow, like God's becoming so much more real to me.
当你追求圣洁的时候，你会发觉上帝对你越来越真实。
Okay, anybody know what this is?
大家知道这是什么吗？
Right, hot air balloon here.
这是一个热气球。
Now, it used to be, a while back, always you have to have these sandbags on the side of the balloon, right?
好，以前他们放这个热气球呢，旁边都要装上沙袋。
And the only way to ascend into the heavens,
那唯一升到天上的方法是
you got to lay aside those weights.
把这些重量拿开。
Right? And the more weight you lay aside,
把更多的重量拿开的时候
the higher into the heavens you can ascend.
这个热气球就升得越高。
So watch what happens here when you lay aside that weight that hinders you.
所以当我们把缠累我们的罪挪开的时候，你看看会发生什么事情。
You find your life starts rising up closer and closer to God.
你会发现你的人生哈越来越向上，升向上帝去。
And the vision of life from there, from God's viewpoint, is awesome.
而从神的观点来看你的人生时候呢，是更美好的。
But if you're not ready to pursue sanctification,
但是假如你还不情愿去追求圣洁的话，
if you're not ready to lay aside the weights of sin,
假如你 不情愿把罪的缠累给放下的话，
you're never going to get this glorious view of your life and of history and where we're headed.
你就看不见，从高度看不见你的人生，看不见历史，看不见你的方向。
The rewards of pursuing holiness are amazing.
追求圣洁的奖赏是非常奇妙的。
Moses chose to suffer with the people of God rather than choose the temporary pleasures of sin.
圣经说摩西因着信宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意享受最终之乐。
We lay aside every weight of sin that would hinder us.
所以我们放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
The world's pleasures are temporary.
世界上的享乐是暂时的。
But God's pleasures are eternal.
但是上帝的福乐是永恒的。
And because God is infinite,
也因为上帝是无限的。
The pleasures of God can be grow beyond measure.
而神的福乐更是超越我们想所能够想象。
The world's pleasures start out okay.
世界的享乐一开始还是不错。
But there's always decreasing, decreasing, decreasing amount of pleasure from the same thing.
但是同样的享乐会，它的乐趣会越来越减少。
But you start pursuing the pleasures of God.
但是假如你开始追求上帝的喜乐的时候
，And those pleasures get greater and greater and greater and greater until the day Jesus comes and you're going to see Him.
那这样的喜乐会越来越大，直到耶稣再来接你的时候。
Are you ready to pursue God?
你预备好追寻上帝了吗？
Are you ready to give up the temporary pleasures of sin?
你愿意把罪的暂时之乐放下吗？
Because in His presence is fullness of joy.
因为在他的面前有满足的喜乐。
And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore.
在他右手中有永远的福乐。
And you start experiencing some of those even now.
好，甚至现在你都可以经验其中的某一点。
That should make you jump up and down for joy.
好，就你应该跳起来哈，欢呼。
But because we're not a Pentecostal church, I'll let you see.
但是我们不是五旬节派教会，我们不这么做。
I'll go jump when I get out.
我离开这边，我去跳。
This excites me. I hardly keep it in. And here's our future eternal glorification with Christ.
那成圣的最后一个就是我们将来与基督一同得到永恒的荣耀。
We keep becoming more and more like Jesus.
我们越来越像耶稣。
But our complete conformity to the perfect image of Christ comes when He comes back.
当耶稣再来的时候呢，我们会完全与他荣耀的形象一致。
We call it the rapture of the church.
我们把这个称作教会被提。
When This mortal will put on immortality.
当这个朽坏的要穿上不朽坏的。
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye,
在一眨眼
we'll be caught up to be with Jesus.
一瞬间之间，耶稣要把我们提到云中。
And as 1 John says, when I see him as he is, then I'll be just like him.
约翰一书说好，当我见他的时候呢，我就要跟他是一样的。
Pursuing holiness is to pursue our destiny.
所以追求圣洁基本上就是追求我们的命定。
We know that all things work together for good.
我们知道万事都互相效力。
But what's the purpose of him working all things for good?
那神使万事互相效力的目的是什么呢？
Right? Because he predestinated us to be conformed to the image of Jesus.
因为他预先所知道的人，他预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That's your destiny. Are you pursuing?
这就是我们的命定。我们追求这个命定吗？
The happiest person in the world is the person who's the most like Jesus.
世界上最快的人就是最像耶稣的人。
Okay. All three aspects of sanctification are made possible by Jesus.
那这成圣的三个层面呢，都因为耶稣基督而变成可能。
Okay, we were crucified with Christ.
首先，我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Okay. The Holy Spirit applies the death of Jesus to us, and we die to sin.
圣灵将耶稣的死应用到我们的生命当中，我们向罪也死了。
Okay, and thus we're saved from the penalty of sin.
所以我们从罪的刑罚当中获救。
So you don't have to worry about being condemned and going to hell forever because Jesus already paid the penalty for your sin.
那因为耶稣已经为我们的罪付上了他的代价，所以我们根本不用担心将来要受罪的刑罚。
And then he applied Christ's death to you and you died with Christ. You were crucified with Christ.
然后他把耶稣钉十字架的死用到我们身上，那我们与耶稣基督同钉十字架同死了。
And that's pictured in your scriptural baptism.
所以当我们受洗的时候，他就表明这一点。
Right? You only bury dead people.
我们只埋葬死人。
Right? We baptized you because you had died with Christ already. You only bury dead people.
我们只为死人埋葬，所以当我们受洗之后，我们首先是死了。
That's a picture that you have been sanctified.
这也表示你已经在圣灵里面被成圣了。
But you don't stay dead.
但你不停留在死亡。
Right? We were resurrected from being dead in trespasses.
好，我们从过犯罪恶死亡中复活了。
We are now united with Jesus in the power of His resurrection.
我们现在与基督复活的大能联合。
By the supernatural working of the Holy Spirit in us.
世界的圣灵在我们里面超自然的工作。
And this is also pictured in your baptism.
那这个也在我们受浸当中表彰出来。
Right? As Christ was raised from the dead, even so we should rise and walk in newness of life.
好，叫我们一举一动有新的样式，就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
See, I died to my sin nature.
所以我向我的罪性死了。
And now I'm alive to the Holy Spirit.
现在我向着圣灵活着。
And that's, I feed my spiritual life now.
所以我喂养我属灵的生命。
And I'm becoming more like Jesus.
我就越来越像耶稣。
Thus we're saved from the power of sin.
所以我们从罪的权势当中得到释放。
Now we're presently ascended spiritually in heaven.
目前我们在灵里面是上升在天上的。
Bible says we have been raised and seated together with Christ in heavenly places. You're already seated there through the Spirit.
圣经说我们与耶稣基督一同复活，已经一同坐在天上。
Okay. But soon we will literally ascend up into heaven in our glorified body.
但是很快的时间，我们就要确实的在得荣耀的身体当中升到天上。
The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven.
圣经说，主必亲自从天降临。
Then we which are alive shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet Him in the air.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
Thus we'll ever be with the Lord.
这样我们就要永远与主同在。
And that glorious moment will be when we are glorified forever with Jesus.
那个荣耀的时刻就是我们永远与耶稣基督联合在一起。
The most exciting thing for me about this point of glorification,
对我来说，这个得荣耀时刻让我最感觉兴奋的是，
it will be impossible for me to sin.
我就不再可能，不可能再犯罪。
Because I'll have a new glorified body with no sin nature.
因为我有一个得荣耀的身体，已经没有任何罪性了。
I know Annie wish I already had that body.
Yes.
And I wish she already had hers. But praise God, it could happen any moment.
但是感谢神，这个随时可能发生。
Okay. So here's what we learn. We are saved from the presence of sin forever when we're glorified.
所以当我们得到荣耀的时候，我们就永远从罪的存在当中得到释放。
And that's pictured in your baptism when you rise up out of the water.
这也从我们浸礼哈，从水里出来，走上台阶来象征。
It's a picture of your ascending into heaven.
它象征我们走上天上。
So the three aspects of our sanctification.
所以成圣的三个层面是什么呢？
First, we have been sanctified once and for all when we repented of sin and believed in Jesus.
首先，当我们悔改罪恶、相信耶稣的时候，我们就一次永远的被成圣了。
Supernatural work of God.
上帝超自然的工作。
Second, we are presently being sanctified.
第二，我们目前仍然被成圣。
We should be becoming more like Jesus every day.
就是我们每一天要越来越像主耶稣基督。
He's the perfect example of a perfect human being.
他是人类一个完美的榜样。
Person that had fullness of joy.
在他面前有满足的喜乐
Sinless,
没有罪
Perfection in humanity.
好，耶稣就是一个完美的人。
Should be exciting to know you're becoming more like him every day.
当你越来越像他的时候呢，应该是非常兴奋的一件事情。
And our sanctification will be consummated when he comes back to glorify us with him.
当耶稣再为我们再来，我们永远得荣耀的时候呢，这个成圣就完整了。
It's what we call the rapture of the church when we're caught up to be.
好，当我们教会被提的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, how can we ever thank you enough?
天父，我们感谢你是感谢的不够。
For what you've done for us.
你为我们所做的事情。
What you're doing for us now.
现在为我们所做的事情。
And what you're still going to do for us when Jesus comes back.
当耶稣再来还要为我们做的事情。
Father, give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness.
求主帮助我们赐给我们一个饥渴慕义的心。
Help us feed not our sin nature, but our spiritual nature.
让我们喂养我们的灵性，而不是我们的罪性。
Let Jesus live in us.
让耶稣住在我们的里面。
As our hope of glory.
成为我们的盼望。
And let us run the race you've set before us, laying aside every weight of sin.
也让我们放下所有重担的残累，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
And as we grow in holiness.
当我们在圣洁上成长的时候。
Lord.Bless us with a deeper, more intimate relationship with you.
求你赐给我们与你更深入的关系。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.